How very appropriate this gospel of today, talking about the little children. Of course, little children include babies, since we see that our own babies, or our noisemakers, as we call them sometimes, are very, very active today. What is going on? Parents, control your children before I do. Today we celebrate a very special feast. Such a special feast that it trumps the Sunday. The Sunday is left to the side. I love that word, trumps. Anyway, you better vote. You better vote. Even an abstentious vote is a vote for the enemy. Don't forget that. Don't be ridiculous. Don't think you are better than God. So today we celebrate the Feast of the Dedication of St. Michael. And of course, as we honor him, we honor all the archangels and all the angels. And as far as we know, there are only three that it is licit for us to know their name. Michael, who is like unto God. Gabriel, the strength of God. And Raphael, the medicine of God. I need some of Raphael right now. But there are many, many others. Don't think that there's just three. There's billions of angels. A whole universe of angels that God has created to serve him and adore him. He did not need us when he created us. He created us out of pure generosity to share himself with us, to share his happiness, his bliss with us. And so we celebrate the dedication of St. Michael. This particular feast goes back in history. It is a historical feast. It is not just a spiritual feast, which of course we should have devotion to St. Michael and to all the angels every single day. I pray to them all throughout the day. And when I wake up at night, I pray to them. And I oftentimes say the chaplet of St. Michael, which I recommend highly. But this feast goes back in time to the boot of Italy, not too far from San Giovanni Rotondo, where Padre Pio, St. Pius, which is his correct English name, St. Pius of Pietrocina. Pio is Italian. We're not Italians. It's just like in the Vatican today. You go to Mass there, and they have Mass in Italian. We are not Italian Catholics. We're Roman Catholics, for heaven's sakes. Latin is our language. Not Italian. I love Italian. I can speak it fluently. I can teach Italian is Italian. But that doesn't make it the language of the church. The language of the church, according to canon law, even according to Vatican II, is Latin. So let's get on with it. Let's start doing what we're supposed to be doing. And not destroying the church, destroying the liturgy, destroying the clergy. But we need to put that in God's hands, and the Blessed Mother's hands, and St. Michael's hands. And they will take care of it. Those who are guilty will see punishments like they have not imagined. Of course, they don't believe in hell, so they're going to be really surprised. Gehenna. It was the wastelands outside of Jerusalem that was gotten by the priests and the scribes from the pagans. In the ancient times, it was there, and you see the continuation of things, it was there that the pagans threw the bodies of their babies after they had slaughtered them and offered them as sacrifice to the pagan gods. And you see where we are? You see what's going on? Slaughtering the babies? Well, we must be for life and for children, even noisy children. God bless them. Thanks be to God. So, our Lord speaks of that in the Gospel. You know, nobody in the Gospels or in the whole Bible speaks about hell more than Jesus Christ. So if you say you believe in Jesus Christ and you accept Him as your Lord and Savior, as some of these people say, mostly heretics, then why do you not accept His Word? He continuously mentions hell. Do you want to go there? I hope not. I certainly don't plan to go there. So St. Michael appeared in Monte Gargano, not Gorgonzola, which is good too. Monte Gargano. There was a cowherd, a landlord who had many cattle, and he was bringing them to shelter for the night. On this day, many, many centuries ago, and then one of the cattle was missing. One of the cows went missing. And he asked his other shepherds, "Where is it?" And they said, "It went into that cave over there." A cave that they had never seen before. It was a new cave. Otherwise, they would have known that there was a cave there, and they would have done something to keep the poor beast, the poor brute, from going in there. And so the master took an arrow and put pitch on it and lit it a fire and aimed the arrow into the inside of the cave to see if they could see the cow. "Where are you, cow?" "Don't have a cow." "Where are you, cow?" And what do you think happened? Do you think the cow mooed and came out and said, "Hello, I'm here"? All of a sudden, somebody inside the cave shot the arrow right back. They were all aghast. So he could not just let this go. Could you? Some people could. They could just run away thinking there was ghosts. Ghosts can't do anything to you. They're spirits. We're flesh and spirit. We can beat them up. Especially with holy water and with the St. Michael prayer and the St. Michael chaplet. So he took, not in this case, an arrow that was lit up, but torches, and had the man follow him and the others to keep hold of the other cows. And when they went inside, a gigantic cave, really big, bigger than this church. Just a cave, though. It still is as it is. And in front of it, St. Michael appeared. Wow. Would that I would have him appear to me the same way. And so the man asked him, "Who art thou? What dost thou will?" "I am Michael, one of the angels of God. You need to go to the bishop and get him." So that's all he said. So he went and got the bishop. And the bishop came back. And the bishop had apparitions of St. Michael several times. The church, the Basilica of St. Michael, was started there around the same time, or shortly thereafter. This was first. There were apparitions of St. Michael in Rome, over the castle that bears his name, Castel San Michele, Castel Sant'Angelo, to Gregory the Great, and gave him, "You need to pray, and pray to the angels, and the plague that was destroying Rome will be gone." And he did. And he had a procession, a penitential procession. St. Gregory the Great, who ruled from 590 to 603. And then, not too long after that, St. Michael appeared on the coast of France, on a little island that sometimes goes up, sometimes goes down with the tide. And he said, "I want a church and a monastery to be built here in my honor. Mont Saint-Michel, one of the most beautiful places in the world. Unfortunately, in the last 20 years, it has been handed over to the heretics. You know, that is the way things are going now. Because after all, you can find God anywhere but in tradition. Anywhere but in the traditional Latin Mass. But we won't go there. God will take care of it. Oh, will He take care of it? And I am waiting with bated breath. My breath is growing short. And so these churches were dedicated again under Pope Boniface IV, I believe, around the year 604, after the death of St. Gregory the Great. And since that day, we have had this feast of the dedication of St. Michael. And so we give thanks to God. But it's also very important to see that our Lord is in charge. His angels are in charge. The angels that disobeyed Him and that were not faithful to Him were cast into hell. And of course we know that Pope Leo XIII of happy memory had the vision of St. Michael, and that he was told that the devil and the demons would be set loose upon the world for about 100 years. Now, Saint Leo XIII was Italian, so time is about. They're not Germans. Of course, the trains in Germany are not on time anymore anyway. They're more on time in Spain than they are in Italy or Germany. So about 100 years, that could mean 200 years. We're living through that. The devil has been cast out, allowed to roam. So many people are falling. And the more they think they are right, the more chance that they will fall. I have seen recently some of those. And sometimes God allows it to show us. But we must do everything possible. Now our Lord says, it must needs be that scandals arise. All kinds of things always happen. Who cares? Don't look at it. Don't think about it. Don't talk about it. But when they do arise, God will take care of it. And we will pray. We will pray. But if anybody knowingly caused scandal, and of course, we know what's going on, our Lord says it would be better for him that a millstone, and they weigh about 2,000 pounds, were wrapped around his neck with a rope, and he was cast into the sea. Now, 2,000 pounds wrapped around your neck and you're cast, what do you think happens? Bluck, and you're dead. And then you go immediately into the fires of hell. The sea is not the Mediterranean or the beautiful Bay of the Assumption here in Pensacola. That was the original name. And the heretics changed it. In Mobile, it was the Bay of the Immaculate Conception. And the heretics changed it. It wasn't that bay. It was the Sea of the Fires of Hell. So avoid temptation, avoid scandal, avoid sin. And stop sinning. Follow St. Michael, always, everywhere. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. I agree.